But I think the audience would appreciate some of your thoughts about the upcoming season, not only teams, but maybe a few players as well. So let's get started with we just have an issue that we've talked about, and that is the DeCastro situation there at Pittsburgh. My contention is that they probably wanted to get rid of that salary. And DeCastro is a good football player. And how hard it is to try to get in that position, the offensive line, to get four different people without having not worked together to get them in unison and ready to play a National Football League season.
Yeah, you know, Coach, I'm not really sure about the DeCastro. I know when he was in his prime, he was one of the best, you know, guards in the league, the pulling guard. The funny thing is you always knew, like, if they were running counters or what we call stutters or toss cracks or something, he was the guy that was pulling all the time. It was never the backside guard. It was always him. So you didn't get a pre-snap look at a stance or anything else. You already knew who the guy was, and they didn't care because he did such a great job. Now, I don't know what happened to him. I heard he has bone spurs and some other things, but what a great football player he was in the 9 years for Pittsburgh. And, you know, it's a shame he came to an end because, you know, I know he liked working with Ben. He liked working with, you know, the tackle who left. So, that's an interesting deal on that one. I'm not really sure about the whole thing, but he's a heck of a football player.
Yeah, if there's any way that possible that he could make it through the year, almost any team would do well to have him on their football team. I can't think of anybody that would have an offensive lineman with his experience and knowledge and tenacity, size, toughness, everything about him. He would be a big asset to almost any team right now.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of that's going to come down to one, if he's healthy, you know, no, teams will probably bring him in to talk to him. And two, you know, is going to be the salary, because everybody's salary scrapped this year because of the pandemic. So it's, you know, this is not the year to be wanting a new contract, you know, next year or the year after when this resides. It's a lot better for the players, but, you know, so that there'll be a lot of this stuff. There's some pretty good players available if you have the money and you have the spot to fit them.
Yeah. Well, let's take a step. I look at your football team and the Tennessee Titans, and I really see a heck of an outstanding opportunity for a couple of big reasons. Let me run through them and get you to elaborate and get your feelings on it. But I've said it's a big, huge pickup to get Julio on your football team as a receiver. I think that helps not only your offense and your whole football team by putting points on the board, but also helps the defense because it'll help the offense to stay out on the field longer and keep the defense off the field. The word I get from talking with some people is they really, really like the ability and the possibility of your corner that you drafted. And if he's healthy and can play, and you've got maybe one other move that you've made defensively, and with the addition of Julio, and then with the way you guys play and the coaching staff you put together, you do a great job of getting them ready to play, and they take on the toughness, I think, of the coaches, then I think you guys got a heck of a shot. Talk a little bit about your corner and your other addition defensively.
Well, you know, our corners we drafted from Virginia Tech is really, when you watch him on tape, you know, in college, he's really fast. He's long. You know, when you meet him, you know, you see how smart he is, and he's tough. So, you know, he's had a couple injury things the last couple months. I think he'll get over those. He'll be ready to go. We're excited about having the opportunity to have him. And then we picked up Jack Rabbit, Sonoris Jenkins, who's another guy played with the Saints last year and did an outstanding job. So we upgraded there. We drafted another guy, Molden, from Washington, who we really like. So we signed a few guys. We drafted a few guys. We think that can help us. We're excited about the opportunity to have those guys on the field. And then this year you got a chance to coach them. This last couple months we had a chance to coach them. So it's not like they have been coached like last year. You know, you walked into training camp last year and, you know, you didn't get really a chance. You were going 100 miles an hour, and I never spent any time with these guys except over Zoom, which I don't think is a great way to learn. But it was a good off season. I think we got a great look at what the guys we had on defense. Obviously, Julio practiced the last couple of days with us, and we loved his enthusiasm, wanting to be out there and wanting the ball and, you know, all those types of things. So him with AJ and Furster and Derek and Tannehill, I mean, we're kind of fired up about the group we have.
Yeah. And you talked about the other day, which was a surprise to me, the ability, the pass-catching ability of your tight end position, which is something that would be a real plus as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. He's a great kid, obviously really smart, graduated from Harvard, good athleticism. I think Todd Downing, the offensive coordinator, will do a great job at utilizing these guys. And, Todd's really smart, heck of a football coach. It's going to be a good year, fun year. Everybody's excited about getting back. Camp on vacation right now for a little while, but everybody's fired up to get back to camp and see what we got.
Yeah, I like what I'm seeing with your football team, also in that division. And I'll jump over there real quick. I have the 2 years. I like the Colts as well. I like what they put together. I think they, my assessment is they probably got one of the best offensive lines in football. They have, I like their running back, Jonathan Taylor, kid from Wisconsin. I think he's a good quality running back. They have some receivers that got a few miles on them, T.Y. Hilton. But they're respectable. I don't think they're in the upper echelon of the receiver corps, but they're respectable.
They're a competitive team. We split with them last year. They're a good team. They got good skill people. They got a really good offensive line you have to deal with. And, they got a lot of quality players. So hopefully we can play a little better this year in some of those games and maybe win two of them. But, they're a good football team. Obviously well-coached. Frank's a heck of a football coach. They do have some changes. They got some changes on defense and coaching. And I think that always plays into it a little bit. But, in the quarterback, he's new. So it'll be a little interesting there. I think Jacksonville's going to be a better football team. Obviously, they will be. They did a nice job in the draft. The whole division is actually a pretty good division.
Yeah. I think certainly Jacksonville will be better. I don't think they're going to be a top-ranked contender, but they're going to be better. But between you and Indianapolis, I got two overall contenders there for the big show. I mean, it's two really, really good football teams. And with your experience, now this is a hypothetical question to some extent, but your background being an all-pro linebacker, and I know what you meant to us at Buffalo, and how you played and the toughness, and then the coach, as long as you have, and you're head coach of New Orleans Saints, that defense you put together over there. But if you were playing today, what team would you hate to line up against, maybe more so than any other team? Because, what team would you hate to line up against?
Well, you know what, Coach, that's kind of weird you say that because, you know, the other day we went through, like, how many times you're playing against 11 personnel, three wide receivers, how many times you're playing against two backs, how many times you get this. So the game's changed, you know, it changes so much from year to year, and these coaches are coming in the league, and we get more college experience than NFL experience, and some guys are truly NFL. Like when you look at Kyle Shanahan, he goes back, it looks like his dad's offense, a combination of his stuff. But, you know, so it's kind of fun to watch because you just see all these different teams that do so many different things. We open up at Arizona, and I flipped on the tape, and they got people running everywhere, motion, shifts. So, you know, to me, when I played, I didn't want to play those type of teams. I wanted to play teams that wanted to try to run the ball off your butt, and you can knock them around and beat them up, and you didn't have to be great in pass coverage. I think nowadays you got to have, like, linebackers that can do both, you know, guys that can run. It's a little bit different. And then you play teams like us, or you play teams like San Francisco, you better get ready for a different type of game. So, personally, me, if I was playing, I don't want to play those teams that spread you out all over the place because I wasn't very good at that stuff.
Well, it's interesting you say that, but, you know, I would bet that if you took a poll around the league of linebackers, primarily linebackers, which team would you most dread playing? And I'm not so sure it wouldn't be your team. 265-pound back.
I mean, you're probably right, because I'll tell you a funny story. You know, you get these young guys out of college, and then we say, all right, we got 21 personnel, and they look at you funny. I said, it's a fullback and a back. And they're not really sure, you know, what to look at, what their keys are. I always tell them stuff like, hey, just follow the fullback. He takes you to the ball about 90% of the time. If you don't know anything else, follow the fullback. And it's funny because you get misdirections, you get that. They're not really sure where they fit on the run because they don't do it in college. So it is kind of funny. So because I grew up the other way. I grew up where, you know, we played against two backs, and the third down they would put all the wideouts in. So it's a little bit different nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, having to take on that guy, my Lord. You know, people used to.
Yeah, I don't want to play against our running back either. He's big. He's athletic. He's a great kid. You know, he's a heck of a football player.
People used to hate to play the Houston Oilers. You know, when they had that big pass there. That just ran all the way through people, looked for people, looked, hunted them up to run over. And but anyway,
you know, now, well, you know, it's funny, Coach, because when I was playing, if you asked me, like, who was the greatest running back that I ever played against, and I would think, all right, probably Walter Payton. You know, and Errol Campbell would be in there. Who's the best running back I ever coached against? I'd probably say Barry Sanders. And he said, who's the best player I ever played with or played, you know, I've seen? And I would probably say Bruce Smith. You know, so you get it from what, you know, different types of look. But running backs, when I played, probably was Walter. When I coached, it was probably Barry. And then the best player I ever played with, I think, is Bruce Smith by far, barring none. You can put them all in the whole league, and he's the most athletic. He could do everything. He is a great football player.
Yeah, it's amazing you say that, and it's interesting that you say that, put it in the context that you did when you played, when you coached, and so on. But Bruce was amazing. He was a guy that had huge size, build. He was strong as an ox, and I think he was about 278, almost 280 when he came to us. And
fast.
He could stand flat-footed. Yeah, he could stand flat-footed and do a backflip. He was that athletic. He was just an amazing, amazing football player. But anyway, well, let me get to one or two other things here quickly, so I won't hold you too long. I do appreciate you taking the time to be with us. If you had to make a decision right now on the top two or three, I'll give you three, the top three teams to make it to the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Who would you say? We got to put you on the spot a little bit here.
Yeah, that's a good question. I you know what, Coach? I can't answer those because I really don't know till I get in it. You know what's going to happen. There's just so many good teams. You know that in injuries and you know so many things play into it. It's
things like that. But if you just who would line up and play with the football team right now, who would you feel might be the three best? And I give you a run here at it. I think you got to put Tampa in there. Bringing all their people back and the way they've done it, I don't ever discount. They're going to be. I think teams like you guys and even the Patriots on the AFC side, don't ever sell Belichick short, especially when he's had as much success getting people in there as he has. And I also project that Jones will be their quarterback. So a lot of things like that we chat about, we have to chat about, we get a lot of questions about. And it's like putting too much on the spot, but just how you feel about how do you feel about Tampa compared to the rest of the league? Let me ask you that.
Well, it's good, but again, once you get into it, we start seeing some people play. You know, I think you get better. Like the good thing this year, like we're going against Tampa in practice. You know, your teams are going to go against some other teams, so I think you get a better feel for the kind of players you have and talent you have in this offseason because they're going against some other players, other teams, not just, you know, always against their same guys. You know, we did that, when we played. And, you know, I always thought that was good. You can compare to Tampa because obviously they won the Super Bowl last year, and you'll have better comparisons of what kind of team you have when you're done practicing against them. You know, and then playing the preseason game.
Yeah, I think it's an excellent way to get those young kids involved in the game and for them to have a fast start on being able to help you when they do play. Well, listen, I've kept you a long time. I had to put you on the spot there a little bit. I appreciate it.
All right, Coach.
We will be talking with you a little later. Thanks again.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you soon.